Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The strippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hello, welcome to listeners now. Great radio stations like Bayou 95.7 in New Orleans. Also, our friends at Portland's Classic Rock 92.3 KGON and Rock 105, Chattanooga's Rock Station in Chattanooga, Tennessee. That is a good looking lemonade. That's a pink lemonade you got there.
This is the raspberry lemonade. It is Hubert's lemonade. So the one I dropped on the ground was just straight lemonade.
Okay.
The guys were nice enough. They said, hey, man. Just grab another bottle. And yeah. I know he wanted to say, hold on to it this time.
Our question today, who always has the worst luck? This story is
you're
unbelievable.
Obviously a defensive back, not a receiver.
Yeah, exactly. And he's a cornerback now.
Even though this story goes back in time a little ways, it's just been confirmed now. Researchers have found what they say is the first confirmed evidence from historical record of a human being killed by a falling meteorite.
You really don't understand how remarkably unlikely it is that you're going to die because you get hit in the head with a space rock.
Now, here was the basic problem with them trying to figure this out. Back in the day, there was the Ottoman Empire, and they existed in Turkey back in the day, and they used a very complex alphabet system. I guess it's a little bit more difficult to translate.
And they make fine footrests.
I was going to say, very restful people.
Yes.
They are. Always shaking their feet up. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just
no matter what you do, you put your feet up at the end of the day.
Kick them back. Enjoy a cold one.
The whole empire.
Either way, although NASA does explain, the first known case of extraterrestrial objects to have injured a human being happened here in the United States. One Ann Hodges, she was enjoying a wonderful evening in her living room in Sylacauga, Alabama, and she was severely bruised by an 8-pound stony meteorite that crashed through her roof in November of 1954.
Again.
But she got hit by an think about an 8-pound bowling ball.
Mm-hmm.
You've been bowling. You know those that kids, basically kids' weight. That's one of the lighter weights. But this thing,
you sort of don't get hit with it,
is falling from the sky. It goes through your roof, and then what, hits you in the shin?
It hit her stereo system. All right, so that's the thing. It crashed through her roof. It hit her stereo system, kind of ricocheted off of that. She was sleeping on her couch and kind of got hit in the back, left with bruises. But again, you got to remember, like, a rock that falls from space, let's just assume that this rock even originated in this solar system. So that eliminates how much time. But basically, planets formed. The rocks that are left, it's like extra Lego pieces, right?
All right.
You put together your Lego set, say they gave you 8 additional Lego. Well, that's what the rock is. It's just material that didn't get used. It's just been floating around through
space. Oh, it's like what they bury in the foundation where they build your home.
Right.
Okay.
So that's what it is, right? The planets have been constructed. We got all that stuff. And now you got a rock just floating around in space. And somehow, after billions of years of doing nothing, it gets sucked into Earth's gravity. No big deal. Happens all the time. And this thing from outer space is now crashing down toward planet Earth. And keep in mind,
do you think it's from this solar system? Do you think that this galaxy?
I assume it is, yeah.
This galaxy?
And then it hits you. It hits you. At all. I mean, just that it hit you at all is really unlikely.
It killed you.
Yeah.
You were the only person. I want another perspective to consider.
Well, this goes back to 1988, apparently. 1888. There was 1888. That's how far they went back and translated all this stuff.
And keep in mind, by 1888, they believed about 90 billion people had lived and died on this planet. He's the only one.
Yeah, they verified the report of death by meteorite. It happened in 1988. It was officially on those documents.
Your ass got hit by a space rock.
Three independent accounts of the events from local governments and witnesses who were there, who saw the meteor shower while it was raining fiery rocks on one village up to 10 minutes. So it wasn't just one, but one man was killed, according to the reports, and another man was struck and paralyzed. How far, in theory, could those rocks have traveled before they hit their intended target?
Trillions of miles.
Trillions.
Billions of miles. I mean, look, man, yeah.
Trillions.
That's amazing.
Even if it's floating around the solar system, it's probably orbited the sun for the last 4 billion years doing nothing, right? Yeah. It got sucked into Earth's gravity and it hit your ass.
But I watch these guys doing like trick shots and crap that on Twitter.
In Alabama.
But you know what I'm saying? Like where they bounce a ping pong ball 9 different ways, then make a basket or whatever. You know what I mean? Or throw a football through a boat or some crap.
Think about that.
I mean, this is big time. This is like, man, you got killed by a rock that had been traveling for billions
of years.
Like it's got you in the bullseye.
Like there's no new rock. So you got to keep that in mind. Like this is not a new rock. This rock's been around for a long, 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 long time. And it's never even been here. Never
that is
been
really unlucky.
It's just floating around in space. And then it hits your ass.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how the rock felt.
It probably felt so bad. Like
I've been traveling through space and everything. I finally get to rest like the Ottomans.
And I kill someone.
I
feel so bad. And then even then, even crashing into planet Earth, it's like 80% of it's water.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, so it's unlikely that you'd even hit land. There's a better chance. So then you've narrowed down the odds you hit land. And then on all of that land, you hit that dude.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Listen, in the history of planet Earth, you're the unluckiest son of a bitch ever.
There's only one of you. Well, as far as documented
history
is
concerned,
Who always has the worst luck? 844-999-OLA.
Somebody points out, that would be a huge screw you from the entire universe. You're right. Like, babe, when the solar system was created, it determined, 4 billion years, that son of a bitch Gary's going to walk on that planet.
We're going to rotate this one planet.
I'm going to hit his ass. I am hitting his
perfect
ass.
Perfect timing in on this wait. One area of Turkey and taking this guy out.
Hello, Jay. Welcome to the men's room.
I'm what?
Hello, Jay.
Jay.
Hola, dude.
Hola.
Happy Posy Friday.
Yeah, Posy Friday, Jay. That's right.
I'm hoping that this my story can totally satisfy your Posy Friday, but it's about the most unluckiest guy I've ever known.
As long as it's not us, we'll be cool with it.
Yeah. We can laugh about other people.
Yeah, that's easy. They're measuring.
Let's see the story. This particular instance takes place like in the mid-90s. And I had a friend who lived in Florida, and I lived in Detroit at the time. And he was the guy who put out records for local hardcore bands, positive hardcore bands. And he took this one band out, which the one guys basically looked like the white, like, POD. They were just, like, pumped up, jacked, super muscular guys, right? So they go on tour, they go up to Detroit. And they have a huge falling out, even though Steve pays for their records and their merch, and kicks them off the tour. So he had planned that he was supposed to be on tour with this band for like a month and a half, go across the U.S. And my buddy is probably about 5'7", about 160 pounds soaking wet. So they cornered him, and they were just like, you're out of the tour, whatever. So this is a matter of like 2 days. So he gets kicked off the tour. We're going down to Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, to play a fest, a hardcore fest. And we said, hey, you can just jump with us. I'm sure you'll meet some other people from Florida. And you can grab a ride and, catch a ride, find someone, get a ride back to Florida. He's like, perfect, sounds great. So we leave around like 11:30 at night from Detroit, heading down to Columbus, Ohio. And one of the guys in the band decides it's a great idea in Marion County, Ohio, to jack a soda machine. And what he does by that is spraying warm salt water inside the slots and pushing all the buttons, and it short circuits the machine.
And what, does he get in and get all the soda, or what is the purpose beyond just destruction?
We got all the soda and okay. all the cheese.
All right, all right. There's a benefit. Yeah. Okay, okay. Continue.
I swear, like, so, and I'm, like, half asleep in the van. It's, like, an old punk rock van, like, total just, like, you know, lost. There's, like, eight guys and, like, a 83 super, like, dodgy kind of line type of thing. But this is, like, turns out to be 3 o'clock in the morning in Marion County, Ohio, and we're all from Detroit. So, like, we stuck out a little bit. And we also, when it finally did work, we started jumping up and down, like, ecstatically. So, or the rest of the guys did. So, get in the car, pull up onto the road, head down the highway. 4 cop cars surround the van.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I didn't even have shoes on. I had, like, I was, you know, hanging out in the loft. One by one, they start pulling us out. And Steve, you know, he's kind of like
did he get arrested?
Nervous, really easy. He's kind of just kind of a homebody type of guy. Nothing really happens to him. I don't think he ever had a sip of beer by that time or anything, you know. He's like a really clean cut guy. Looks over to me and goes, are we getting arrested? And I go, no, they're just going to scare us. We're going to play a show tomorrow. You'll go home, whatever. And we're sitting on the ground and I'm looking down. And one of the cops was like, what are you guys doing down here? What's going on? And
did you get arrested?
We're like, we absolutely got arrested.
I had a feeling it was going there. I'm sorry. I just had to make sure we could get there. Good to go. And did your buddy ever get back to Florida?
He's gone.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't know what happened.
Positive Friday.
Positive Friday.
Positive Friday.
Positive Friday.
Who always has the worst luck? 844-999-OLA.
Oh, there's a lesson to be learned out of every arrest.
What's that?
Well, it depends on what you got arrested for and how much time you did.
Right. That's a good
point. Wonder what it's like in Columbus, Ohio. Probably better than Baltimore.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Look, Baltimore's the rep, but...
But you wouldn't have been charged as much. You know what I mean? You would have got out of there with, like,
I probably could have got out of my own
bucks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Columbus?
Yeah.
I don't know,
he's,
man.
He's just a regular white guy there, right?
Yeah, but in the city, you're still going to run. Look, if you go to Baltimore County, you're fine, Ted.
Yeah.
But I feel like in the city of Columbus, you still get Baltimore. I think you have to get west of the Mississippi before things shake out a little bit.
But there's also weird stuff, too. Like, you ever seen that show just called Jail?
No.
So it's just people going through intake and this and that. But some of the wilder ones are just these small count, like down in like Portland, Oregon or something. And just people all methed out going crazy.
Yeah, that's the problem, man. Places like that, it's always the meth thing.
Who always has the worst luck? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at
at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Positive Friday.
Positive Friday.
Get in. Get
positive
in.
Friday.
Hashtag it.
No hugs, but positive. Who always has the worst luck? 844-999-OLD.
I'm going to speak for all white people right now. Mm-hmm. I miss the high five.
You miss the high five? I think a lot of people are missing the hugs, aren't they?
I miss the high five more.
Screw you, man. Like I said, I'm black. You shake hands with another black man, it's like a seven-piece. Mm-hmm. You know, like there's a sequel to your handshake.
Steve told me he wanted to hug the guy manager at the Starbucks. He was so excited to see him.
Yeah.
I was like, we're happy to see your face. I'm like, I'd love to tell you the same, except I can only see anyone's eyes. Mm-hmm. Everyone looks like an 1800 train robber.
Give me all your money.
Positive Friday.
Positive.
Who always has the worst luck? 844-999-0.
I always tell people now, mask on, hood up, out here like the Shredder.
Hello, Chrissy. Welcome to the men's room.
I miss the hugs.
Hola.
You miss the hugs.
Oh, Chrissy misses hugs.
I mean, you just start sad, Chrissy.
So do we.
The hugs.
We're going to give you a big, warm radio hug. Mm-hmm. Wait for it. There it is.
Yeah, here you go.
There it is.
Oh,
so sorry.
I felt it. I felt it, brothers.
Okay.
I have the worst luck ever.
All right.
Okay. When I was 16 years old, I had a beautiful singing voice, and I called Tony Jones from Pace Entertainment. It's a section off of Warner Brothers. And I sang for him over the phone. And he told me to be there on Saturday at the Hard Rock in Los Angeles and to bring a pin.
Wait, contract. What song did you sing?
Amazing Grace.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
And it blew my mind. He said, bring a pin to sign contracts. And
because he didn't have one.
So that Thursday, I was waiting for my friend to come from Yuma, Arizona. I was in Lake Havasu. And I was crossing the 95, and the car was installed. And I was T-boned by a suburban pickup truck. I died five times. It was 8 days before my 17th birthday. I was supposed to go see Tony Jones on Saturday. And I was in a coma dying and stuff.
So then what happened?
And then I woke up and I came home and then I go back to school and I have to be there for two more years. I'm like, no, that's not going to happen. And then I went to college and a lot of bad things happened. Had a lot of more car accidents, but I had the worst luck ever.
Wait.
Driving down the 95 again. And I'm in my Nissan this time.
Nissan.
And my front passenger tire blew. I go nose over tail into the desert seven times. I walk to the freeway, bloody as all hell. I got a cut in the back of my head, down to my skull. I had to get stitches everywhere. There was blood everywhere.
Well, you flipped the car seven times. Stitches are not so bad.
I flagged down a lady. I wanted to go home to Lake Havasu. And I flagged down a lady and I said, I need to get home to Lake Havasu. She goes, oh, no, you need to get to the hospital. And then I went to get out of her car because she wasn't going to take me back to Lake Havasu. She was going to take me to the hospital.
So you jumped out of a moving vehicle.
I was going to, but her sons grabbed me. And so they took me to the hospital. And that's where I sustained another head injury because I was in a coma for the last accident for 76 days before I woke up.
Good luck.
I'm going to walk and talk again.
Wait a minute.
And I just have no motor vehicle luck.
Yeah, I wouldn't drive.
Are you a terrible driver or are all of these just crazy things that happen?
All the crazy things just happen. Cray, okay.
Cray. Yeah. Cray, cray.
Cray, cray. That is facts.
That's real crazy.
Cray, cray.
So you say Amazing Grace.
Wherever I am, something phenomenal is going to happen. I don't know if it's good or bad, but bad luck tends to follow me.
Can you still sing? Can you still sing?
Oh, and then I moved my family up here in 2016 to Washington. We owned a home in Pomeroy.
What?
Trump became president. I lost that home. We moved out to the west side. We now live in a motorhome in our friend's backyard. My husband, I, and two teenage children in a 25-foot motorhome. Two cats and two dogs.
That's kind of a cramped environment with the lockdown, huh?
Yeah, it's a cramped environment with the lockdown.
Hey, listen, Chrissy.
She needs that hug.
Chrissy.
Exactly.
Listen,
I need more big hugs. Yes, I do.
I will give you another big, warm hug. And listen, this is not just me. There's a lot of people commenting. Everybody would love to hear you sing Amazing Grace.
Oh, I can't do that.
Why not?
My vocal cord was paralyzed in the car accident.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
With the tracheotomy. I'll try.
All right,
here, let's do it.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. That's all I got.
Hey!
That's not bad at all.
Thanks
for going. Yeah.
Did you say it?
For a messed up trick, that's in a drink. We can hear the whistle coming through your neck.
Messed up trick. Hey, I respect her for giving it to Del Calvin.
That was awesome.
She did. That was awesome.
I don't want to be this person, but
yeah,
this probably was I-5.
Mm-hmm. What is what's happening? I'm glad she called.
Is it a full moon?
No,
it is not.
I was staring at the moon last night as I howled at it. It's only half.
It's only half. Okay.
Yeah,
it's
not
Friday
half
the
howl.
13th. There's nothing like that, right?
No, no. Okay. Some people think that she might be responsible for some of the car accidents. You know, we never know.
Mm-hmm. No,
it's all these crazy things happen.
I'll tell you what, man. I didn't know where that song was going to go, but I felt it.
I did, too. That was nice. Who always has the worst luck? 844-999-OLA.
That was something. Guess who it is, Ted?
James,
welcome to the men's room.
Positive Friday.
That's
right, James. What's up, James?
I break a lot of bones in my life, and a lot of times things come at me in threes. Like one time I fell off a ladder three times in the summer, or I got stung by a bee one summer three different times. But it's a positive Friday, so I'm going to give you this story. When I was about 6 years old, and we lived in another place, Salt Lake City, I was, of course, doing six-year-old things like playing with a lighter. And me and my little brother, my little sister were there, and we lit this wax cup on fire in the living room. And, of course, we tried to step on it to put it out, but no, we kicked it under the sofa. And a six-year-old logic, you can see this happening. You'll see six-year-olds do this as well. If you can blow out a match, you should be able to blow out the fire. So we got a fan, and we put it onto the sofa where the fire was underneath it.
Oh, no.
And then, here's some more six-year-old logic. Said, well, water will put out the fire. So we just started to pour water into the fan to blow it into the fire.
Oh, that's thinking.
That six-year-old thing. And luckily for us, this is the lucky part, was the neighbor saw the smoke and said, what the heck is going on here? And yeah, we got out. It was just the sofa got destroyed. Luckily for us,
the house didn't burn down.
That is very much the kid response, right? Just the sofa. And that would definitely be my thought. As a parent now, it's not just the sofa. It's like, why the hell is my sofa on fire?
Yeah, you didn't even win a national championship. Or
one sofa too many for me to light on fire. Mm-hmm. So how long did this fire go on before the neighbor showed up?
It wasn't very long. I mean, it was long enough for three little kids to get up. Like a box fan out of wherever it was at before and put it onto this fire and then
goes in a window.
Pour water into the box fan.
I mean, look, man, you're right. That is kid logic because all of the evidence that's been available to you, these are the way to solve that problem. I remember being about 8 or 9. We lived in Colorado. My mother asked me to fill like a bucket or something of water because she's watering her plants in the backyard. So again, my kid logic was, well, they need the sun to grow. They do a lot better in the spring and summer than they do, obviously, in the winter, so they must like heat. They need the water. So I basically had this scalding hot water, brought it out to my mother. And she's like, why is there steam coming out of the bucket? And I explained, like, well, if they need heat and they need water, your very smart son figured out, kill two birds with one stone. She's like, you're so stupid. You're going to kill every plant in my garden. She's like, do not put hot water on the plants.
Yeah, but at least you were a kid. It was only like 10 years ago my buddy said, can you watch... just water my plants while I'm gone for a week.
It's not really watch my plants, right?
And I watered the crap out of them to the point where it flooded and then it ruined his floor. It was his condo.
He had to get his whole floor redone.
Yeah, he had to get his floor redone.
Again,
hardwood.
Could you ask an adult, can you water my plants?
How many times are you watering them?
Every day.
A lot?
Yeah, maybe like twice a day.
Man. You're kidding me. Do you just really want
Are
to go over
Are they from
those
the
place?
Rainforest or
so
something?
So here's like- the deal. No, is that I wasn't smart enough to realize that like nice flower pots, like there's holes in the bottom and then there's like that extra thing.
Yeah.
So I thought those things were just drinking all that water. It wasn't.
It was going in the floor.
Yeah, it was just ruining his floor. It's like, damn, these things are thirsty.
And it was for 1 week.
Yeah.
And now, did you have any idea how badly you'd done, or did he get home?
Did you see before he got home what you'd
done? No, you know me.
You didn't
like,
even know.
I was sitting there the last day, watering for the second time in my head, being like, damn, I am a good friend. Great neighbor, good friend.
Green thumb, good neighbor.
Right, and then I get a knock on my door at like 10 o'clock that night, like, what did you do to my place? Like, oh, you mean... The plants look great?
Anyway, no.
Did they all die?
I can't remember if they died. I just
the floor did.
The floor was a big deal.
The floor died. Because you have to resand it.
Right.
I mean, you can't when it's hardwood. Because what happens is that where they interconnect, they kind of warp up.
Yep.
So you have all these like U-boats.
Oh, you've done this.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've seen what water does to hardwood
floors.
We
know what wood water does with wood.
Exactly. Who always has the worst luck? 844-999-OLA.
By the way, people are thanking us for having Chrissy sing.
She did a great job.
She certainly did. They also call us ruthless, but they say thank you for having her.
It's positive. We're still going to keep it positive.
Listen, the woman's dream was to sing. And like Miles pointed out, obviously the manager at the time could not afford ink pens, but she was going to grab her pen. She was going to sign a contract. Gets in the accident. We wanted her to be able to sing the song again that she performed to almost get that contract.
Mm-hmm. Who always has the worst luck? 844-999-OLA.
I hope everyone bought that. Hello, DJ. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
All right. So, my dad actually has had probably the worst of luck for medical conditions out of anyone that I know.
Are you worried?
No, not really. I mean, he's doing okay now.
So it's not genetic.
Yeah,
stuff.
So I'm saying, like, you know, like if he has something, you could prostate cancer that's going to run. You know what I mean? Like those types of things. Typically are indicative of traits that you, even if it's hip replacement surgery, whatever it is.
But if he just falls down the stairs, you're all good.
That's different, right?
Well, I mean, it is sort of genetic. My dad has a congestive heart failure.
Hold on.
Real quick.
That's a check for the doctor. He's going to ask you if anybody in your family has right. that. That's a check mark. Go ahead.
Yeah, just wait. I got one more. So he has congestive heart failure, diabetes. He's check. Had two heart attacks,
check.
A heart transplant, check. And 16 strokes.
Check. And you're eating French fries.
16?
Hell yeah, every day with bacon and cheese.
Yeah, I like the spirit. The hell with it. I've already got the condition.
Why not? Look at this, Dad. Cheesy fries and bacon. All mine.
How old was he when things started going downhill?
So this all started probably about 11, 12 years ago, and it's just progressively gotten worse.
How old is he?
He's in his mid-50s.
Okay.
And how old are you?
I'm almost 30.
I'm sorry. Right. So you got about 15. Based on your father, you have about 15 years before this stuff starts coming your way.
I'm trying to camp on 25.
All right. And what about your dad now? Is he eating like greens and quinoa? Has he completely changed his life?
I mean, to an extent, yeah. Especially now with all the restaurants and stuff closed, from what I hear, because I don't really talk to him that much. But from what I hear is, you know, they've changed a lot, you know, not necessarily exactly what they're eating, but how much they're eating.
Sure.
And so they're kind of cutting down on a lot of stuff. Yeah.
How? What are you most worried about coming your way?
The thing that I worry most probably has to be the heart issues, just because I've seen how bad it's been. And, you know, just everything that he's gone through, especially the heart transplant and everything. I mean, that was some crazy ass to deal with, man.
Do you have any cholesterol issues?
I don't have any issues that either of my parents have. I'm perfectly healthy. I'm like 155, 160 pounds.
Okay,
so
good for you.
All
right.
How long has he had the heart transplant? Because there's like, you can do the transplant and the doctors can say the transplant was successful. And that's one part of the story. Then how long do you have to wait before you find out if your body's going to reject something?
Well, I mean, it usually takes a few months to find out if you're rejection, but rejection, it can happen almost instantaneously. Like, as soon as they start to get them off the ventilator and everything, It can happen instantaneously, or it could, you know, be a couple of years. But he's been about a year and a half out from it so far.
God,
so.
See, that's not okay to me. I would rather know, and maybe it's just me, but like if my body's going to reject a new organ, as soon as you take me off the ventilator, I want to know.
You might not have a shot at even getting access to a ventilator.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, I don't want to be around for, like, 8 months, like, hey, body, are you cool with this new heart? Or, like, is this going to be a problem later? You know what I mean? Like, I would just want to know up front if I'm going to have complications. Not like, I've been good for 9 months. Next thing you know, my body's like, yeah, we don't like this heart.
Because
I changed my mind.
Who always has the worst luck? 844-999-OLA.
It's going to be a no for me, dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Been doing 9 months. We don't like it. Got to go. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Happy Friday, guys.
How's positive Friday.
Friday.
Positive Friday.
Oh, yeah. Very positive. I'm off 2 hours early and can't be wrong with that.
Nice, man.
There you go.
All right. So my story is, I'm very unlucky, apparently. I broke my collarbone twice in the exact same spot, like exact same line going all the way through my bone.
How did you do it? Skateboarding? And, biking? What?
The first time I broke it, I didn't even know I broke it. I broke it in football practice, and we were doing hitting drills and hit somebody, and I felt like I had a stinger, so my arm went a little numb. I was like, okay. And then went and did activities and did a bunch of sports the next day with a bunch of my friends, and I just kept feeling like my ribs were hurting, which was weird. And then I was playing arena football, and we were playing Stanwood, and they're not the most appropriate people with color, and I'm Hispanic. And I was playing quarterback, and I'd go up to the line and getting called every racial slur for Hispanic under the moon. And I'm
what, like who was chirping at you the most?
Oh, God, the linemen, the fat guys.
The fat guys.
Now listen, we don't have to call linemen fat guys.
Ted was a lineman.
Yeah, and I'm not racist.
Yeah.
Were you fat?
Well, look, I mean, is anything appropriate? Could you share, like, Steve, his brother shared with him some of the things he heard on the
man, floor. Oh man, yeah.
Yeah, anything that you can share that's air appropriate?
Oh God, I've heard someone say they're going to slam my D in the dirt. They're going to spit on my grave when they bury me in it and all this type of stuff. It gets bad.
Yeah, but a lot of your own wife can tell you that. I mean,
that's football.
Oh, yeah. But man, it's different when it's a 350-pound dude trying to kill you.
You know what? That is a much different scenario. All right. Now, let me ask you this. Did you ever get an ethnic insult that you had not heard before? Because as a black guy, I didn't realize how many there were. I remember a dude calling me a moon cricket. I had to stop, and I'm like, I don't know how mad I am. And he's like, no, you should be mad.
What is that derived from?
I don't know. But you have to be black to be one.
Okay.
And it's not good.
I guess,
like,
Ted, we're out.
Moon cricket? What the hell?
Yeah,
I'm in my head. I'm like, don't answer.
That I was baffled by, and I was like, I literally never heard that word in my life.
I know, you want to stop people. Like, look, I don't mind you insulting me. I can deal with it, because inevitably that's your problem. But what does that one mean?
It's also ironic, because the town he's talking about is one of my favorite Mexican restaurants of the state.
Which one?
Extapa?
That's why you go.
I like that. You're like, it's funny they didn't like you, because, man, that town, great Mexican
food. Oh, my God, the tamales are to die for.
Yeah, I went to the parade one year. They had dancing horses.
All the town with dancing horses is going to make racist comments to the guy.
Imagine
the guy that owns the Mexican restaurant there.
Oh, he has dancing horses.
Yeah.
Okay.
He might be the one Mexican dude they like. Maybe. Oh, you don't own Extapa? F you.
We'll continue whatever this is coming up. Who always has the worst luck? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Off to Friday. Bother to
here's
Friday.
Here's a story. To celebrate the end of the area's coronavirus lockdown, positivity, that's good positive times, Alicia Suspetina was out hiking with a friend in Duden Park. That is located in Antalya, Turkey, following weeks of a shelter-in-place ordered in the city. She and her friend climbed over a safety fence in the park and posed for an image on the edge of a cliff in front of its scenic waterfalls before slipping and plummeting 115 feet to her death. Her horrified companion called emergency services. They pulled her body out of the water. And authorities determined her death was an accident. Positive Friday. Who always has the worst luck? 844-999-OLA.
Positive Friday.
Positive Friday.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Day-o.
Order.
Day-o. Positive Friday.
Positive Friday. Positive like Friday, it. Yeah.
All right, so I kind of had some bad luck. It's not like flipping my car or anything, but I'm pretty sure you guys can probably relate to this. So I was working for Alaska Airlines at the time, and Friday came around, flew out to Vegas, and then had a good time in Vegas for the weekend, and then it was Sunday. So my plan was to catch the first flight out on standby.
Ooh, 6:05.
So I get to, yeah. I get to the airport bright and early. I watch the sun come up in the desert at McCarran Airport. All of the flights were booked.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. And let me tell you something right now. There's nothing lonelier in the world. If you are a Seattle resident, you can vouch for this. If you've been to Vegas and you fly Alaskan Airlines and knowing this, there's that long-ass hallway, and there's all these people who look sad and lonely. You walk by the Burger King, you still got to go. You go to the very end of the terminal, and there's depressed people in a smoking lodge, and people hitting their last slots, and people look like ass. And then you get to the very end of the hallway, and everyone looks sad and depressed.
Speaking of the, you were talking about the smoke boost with the slot machine.
Yeah.
So about 7 hours, maybe 8 hours into my wait, I'm sitting in one of those smoke booths having a cigarette, and this lady comes in, and she's like, hey, do you mind if I play this slot machine? It's my favorite. And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. She puts in $5, loses three, gets a $7,000 jackpot.
Oh.
And I'm just sitting there. I'm looking at her. I'm like, oh, man, I bet I could just hit her up against that slot machine, steal a ticket, and run. But, little silver lining, though, I got out of there at around 11:30 p.m. I think it was the second to last or the last flight.
What?
So I get into Seattle. What's that?
No, go ahead.
So I get into Seattle. I'm all sorts of, like, pissed off, and I'm done. So I go to the smoke area in SeaTac, and I spark up a blunt, and all of a sudden I hear, hey, Ryan, what are you doing here so early? And I look over at the Alaska night shift manager, and I had a blunt in my hand. I'm like, so I told her what was going on, and she's like, all right, well, I think what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to give you an excused absence for tomorrow and just go home.
Oh,
and
nice.
Rest.
Okay. Oh, nice. That's very cool.
And what did you do?
Lining.
Yeah, and just so you know, at the end of that flight, if you walk down that long tunnel and you go all the way to Vegas and you fly out of Seattle, you just left that nice weather. By the time you get in Seattle, no matter what, if you smoke in that smoking section and you know exactly where it is, right when you enter the pickup area, it's always raining, yeah. It's always dark, it's always cold, and you're like, God damn it!
I think the best part about McCarran Airport is just the look on people leaving Vegas. You know what I mean? I mean, even if you didn't lose money, people are just tired from partying.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the opposite.
Plan.
When the plan lands, you never see happier people.
Oh,
they
no.
are pumped.
Right. What did you do for Alaska Air? I'm curious.
Pretty much everything except for, or everything outside with the plane except for, like, well, we loaded bags, we fueled it up,
okay.
We pushed it out.
All right, how gentle are you really with the bag, even if it says fragile. I mean, because everyone sits on a plane, we see a little car come up, suitcases falling off the back, you're just glad it's not yours. I mean, do you care at all? You're just throwing that crap on the plane.
Do you really want to know?
Yes.
No, we don't care.
Of course you don't. Yeah. I just wanted someone to admit it, right?
If it's seafood, like some of the fish that come in from Alaska, yeah, we treat that nice because we don't want that to break open inside the plane.
Sure, but otherwise, who cares?
That's
right?
A good idea. Thank you. I just ordered some fish for my mom. That's good to know.
Okay.
I knew that was the case. You just want someone to say, like, honestly, man, we don't care. There's no possible way you care. It's like I said, if you sit on the plane, and it's not that they're not professional, but you have to think about the job. Maybe the first two flights that I'm doing baggage, I'm pretty good about it. Now my arms hurt, I'm in a bad mood, and everyone here has more money than me, and they're going someplace, they're going on vacation. Hell yeah, I'm throwing your bag as hard as I can.
Flights are different, depending on where you're flying to.
Like with your bag.
You could fly.
Well, it depends. If you're going to Detroit, I would be careful with your bags, and I mean this honestly, because no matter what you're doing, you're going to Detroit.
Yeah, but Detroit has a nice airport.
Doesn't matter. I'm throwing your bags, I'm going to take care of your bag. If you're going to Vegas or someplace where chances you're just going to have a good time, and I'm not having a good time, I'm kicking your bag out there.
It's a completely different flight experience. I mean, I'm telling you, when you fly to Vegas, it's the destination. You could be flying to Phoenix. You could be playing Dallas. A lot of nice places. But the vibe on the plane when people are going to Las Vegas is completely different.
Because you're all going there for one reason.
The people who are working on the plane, the vibe is different. Everything is different. And Ted's right. That sad, sad flight home from Vegas, it's sad for everybody. There's no place else where you can fly to where you have that kind of a vibe. Like, even people going to Hawaii. They all know they're going to Hawaii.
Yeah, but you're going to Hawaii to relax.
Right.
No one's going to Vegas to relax. Yeah, you're going to Vegas for a couple of days to hit whatever you do, you're hitting it hard.
And
everybody
goes, you know, when on the way back from Hawaii, I remember like, can't believe it just went by so fast. We had to fly back today. Wow, we wish we could have stayed one more day. Vegas, it's like, get me the F out of here.
I need to go.
Oh, I should have left yesterday. Why did I stay three nights?
You're right, man. Whenever you leave Vegas, it's a good time.
I can't wait. Oh, I got to be home soon.
Yeah. You're excited to leave, and they're excited for you.
Yeah.
Who always has, you know, drink for a week after that? Who always has the worst luck? 844-999-HOLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.